here on Laurel Mountain Road, heading to 14, my next customer.
Busy day. Well, we're up on Wade Hampton, and that's exactly where we're going is home. I guess you said a customer. Boy, there must have been a wreck down there a while ago. There was a bunch of fire trucks went that way back towards our house on Wade Hampton, but now they're coming back to the firehouse. I bet that'd be a job cleaning that salt off of those things.
Yeah, I tell you what, people are driving stupid out here. I'm telling you, I've been taking it easy. You got to be careful with any kind of wet ground in the shade, because you never know. But, yeah, I'm sure it'll be some
accidents. This Avalon doesn't have knobby tires on it, and I agree with you 100%. They're driving like there ain't any tomorrow, and there might not be.
All I know is I'm just driving real easy. I'm just taking it easy.
Six. They said it was going to get to 41. It might do it, but it's sure coming up slowly, isn't it? We're going to go back down to Highway 14 and go back up it. It's about the cleanest one. Wade Hampton's all right. You just get some overspray.
Yeah, you just got to stay out of that right lane and in the spots where it's wet. Just be careful, that's all. Just keep your wits about you.
True. Well, what's the problem on your next call?
The heat strips aren't coming on. Apparently, this is my realtor friend. She's really nice, and I've been helping her out on some of the homes that she's put up for sale and whatnot. And I guess they had this system put in a couple of years ago, and they probably just didn't hook up the heat strip or something isn't wired right. I'll figure it out.
There's a dumb question, but what brings on the heat strips? I know when they... compressor gets down below what it should be at that it would come on. I just wondered what kind of a sensor they use to do that.
Well, there's a defrost board out in the condensing unit. So there's a little temperature probe clipped onto the coil on the condenser coil. So when it's in heat pump mode and the condenser coil gets down around 32 degrees, it will put the unit in what we call defrost. It shuts off the top fan, reverses back the air conditioning, and then it sends signal up on the white wire, on the thermostat wire, to turn the heat strips on to keep the heat going. So that's one way it comes on. The other way is you can manually do it through the thermostat, or if you push the thermostat up 3 degrees above set temperature, then they'll kick on as an extra kick to get the heat to, get the house to warm up quicker.
I didn't know how they exactly done that, but so it's a cap tube or something that attaches to the condenser?
No, it's just a wire. It's a temperature sensor, like a thermostat, a little thermistor that clips on, gets down to 32 degrees and sends a signal to the defrost board out in the condenser that throws it into defrost, and then on the thermostat wire going back inside, the white wire... we'll get signal to turn the heat strips on.
Hooked a little bit on some water here. Dave, typically, how many watts are those strip heaters?
Oh, it can be anywhere from 5K to 15K, depending on the size of the air conditioner or heat pump. It depends on the size of the house. So up here, on a 3-ton system, I'll put a 10K backup heater.
Every day. I love that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's a pretty good draw on 240 volts.
40 amps.
Yes, that'd run your electric bill up pretty quick. Well, ours worked today, and that was great. We had 8 degrees this morning, boy. And you know, when I had a new water line put in out front, they only buried that thing 1 foot deep. I was disappointed in that, but it was already done. Back in Kansas, there were 3 foot. But even down here now at 1 foot, that seems a little lacking. Although it is packed, you can still freeze.
I believe the frost line in this area, I think, is 18 inches. I could be wrong about that. I'd have to ask Jimmy.
Said 12 inches was code, but who knows? That was Waldrop in one of the high dollar places. But they come out and they didn't even bring a thing to make a hole underneath the sidewalk. I let them use my pressure washer to do that.
Oh man, that's. Yeah, okay. I don't want to say anything more.
Yeah, that wasn't nothing. Put in a... I didn't even look at the time. I didn't ask, and I should have. They put in a toilet in the master bathroom, and it was a Gerber. And
don't buy it.
Yeah. Bernice says, don't buy it. We had to throw it away a month later and then go down and buy a new one, put it in ourselves. I couldn't hardly lift that much, but we scooted it in there and got it done. And that was $600 for a $179 toilet still.
Jeez. Well, I'm about to turn into the complex here. I'm over here on 14, just south of Hans and Franz, or, I don't know, east, west, Hans and Franz, wherever the heck Hans and Franz is.
Turn right on anyway,
I'm going to turn in here and I'm going to be right at the people's house. I will catch you later.
Oh, that's that little German restaurant. You're down near where our kids live, not too far from that. Well, be safe out there and talk to you later, Dave. This is Andrew Tjarkler.
All right, I'll catch you later, Tom. Have a good day, Bernice, also KB2HXS.